A man who alleges he was sexually abused by former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert and later promised $3.5 million to stay quiet filed a breach of contract lawsuit on Monday, saying he's owed more than half of the money Hastert promised. The man, identified in court documents as Individual A, filed the lawsuit in Yorkville, the northern Illinois city where Hastert was a high school teacher and wrestling coach, when, prosecutors believe, he molested at least four boys decades ago. Prosecutors said the statute of limitations on the sex crimes ran out long ago, so they could only charge the 74-year-old Republican with dodging banking regulations for when he withdrew the hush money. Hastert pleaded guilty to the federal banking charges in October and is scheduled to be sentenced Wednesday in Chicago. He faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Hastert's attorneys, through a spokeswoman, declined to comment on the lawsuit Monday. In the lawsuit, the man said he was 14 years old when Hastert offered to take him to a wrestling camp before he went to high school. The man said Hastert sexually abused him in a motel room where he and Hastert were staying alone, adding that Hastert was a trusted friend of his family. In the years following the abuse, the man suffered severe panic attacks, which led to periods of unemployment, career changes, bouts of depression, hospitalization, and long-term psychiatric treatment, according to the lawsuit. But it wasn't until 2008, when the man said he learned he wasn't Hastert's only victim, that he confronted the powerful former Illinois congressman, who, as Speaker of the House, was third in line to the presidency. Hastert acknowledged the lifelong pain and suffering he caused the man, according to the lawsuit. The man asked to be compensated for the pain and suffering Hastert caused, and the two agreed to the $3.5 million the man suggested, the lawsuit states. The lawsuit alleges that Hastert paid the man a total of $1.7 million between June 2010 and December 2014, but that he hasn't paid the rest. Hastert's attorneys in April hinted at such a lawsuit, saying in a court filing that Individual A might sue Hastert if he weren't paid the rest of the money he'd agreed to pay. Prosecutors have portrayed the $3.5 million agreement between Hastert and Individual A as an agreement akin to an out-of-court settlement without a court being involved. Government court filings characterize the $3.5 million figure as just compensation for the trauma Hastert's sexual abuse caused. Federal agents investigated the possibility that Individual A was extorting Hastert, but ruled it out. This article posted by Don Babwin for the Associated Press in Chicago. Associated Press writers Michael Tarm and Sarah Burnett contributed to this report from Chicago.